Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
I decided to install permanent anxiety in my home last night.
What do you mean?
Hanging a 60-inch television from the wall.
Oh, yeah, especially when you have kids running around. That's the greatest.
Yeah.
I also like to put priceless antiques on top of wobbly pedestals.
Well, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, you know.
There's a reason you pay more for the wobbly pedestal.
Quite honestly, it's more value for your buck.
It's entertainment.
I would have said more bang for your buck, but that would have been too on the nose. The bang as the artifact falls off the... No, fuck you.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Not even going to recognize you said that.
How aren't you feeling good? What is the nature of your not feel good?
My stomach. Like, I keep having ghost poop in that I go, do I have to explain that?
For the sake of our listeners, yes.
Okay. That's where you're like, I really got to go to the bathroom. And then you go to the bathroom and nothing comes out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, it's horrible.
See, I'm sympathetic to that. That happens to me on occasion, especially when I get the nervous poops, often.
Which is anytime I watch television.
Exactly.
Now,
Brazilian nightclub fire, no problem. Oh, you mean actually like turning on the television? So are you afraid that like the sound waves are going to jostle it from its frame?
I don't know. It just doesn't look natural.
No, it's like installing a new window, it seems.
To the world.
Well, yes.
What? Hey, that's that's a commercial right there. I don't know whether for cable or a television.
Yeah, you just get like some soft music and then like a scene of okay, so camera locked in tight on a great craggy beach view. You know, like seagulls flying by, maybe a sailboat in the distance, and then it starts to like zoom out. And then, as it zooms out, you see that it's shooting through a window. And inside that, there's an older couple that are, that are hugging themselves before they pop their cyanide pill, and then it zooms back out and then it shows a television. So it's the beach through the window, through the room, through a television, and then it says sharp, your window to the world.
I don't think the old people are killing themselves though.
No, why not?
No, I just don't. I think it'd be better if they were like, I don't know, banging on a pile of Christmas decorations.
No, I guess what I'm saying is, you have to, it's out with the old. The old technologies are making way for the new. Right? Did I mention that they have CRTs for heads?
No. Well, then that makes sense.
Okay.
If you had to lug around a CRT head, you'd probably kill yourself.
Exactly. And tremendous back problems.
We know.
It's like, oh man, how did we ever pull that off? So the incident that we're referring to, at one point I was helping you move. And we had to get a 36-inch CRT. And for those of you who don't know, CRTs, that's what TVs used to be like. Big and heavy and made of glass. And we had to get it up a flight of stairs, which I don't know.
Upstairs with it?
I think so.
We're going downstairs.
No, we were going downstairs because you were bearing all the weight because you were on the bottom.
And like most things, I just said, fuck it, and did it myself.
Pretty much. Yeah. That's a way to live life.
Right?
Yeah. So, by my experience, a ghost poop is when you go through all the effort and you know your natural biological feedback mechanisms tell you that something happened, but when you casually examine the evidence, as sometimes you can't avoid doing, it's right there in the room and it catches your glance. There's nothing there,
or there's one little thing.
Oh yeah,
and you don't know whether it just came out or whether it was left from a previous flush.
Yeah, no, we call that the tweeter.
I don't think that's what it's called.
Okay. A little thing that feels that seems like a big thing. So it's a speaker term, Chris. Like I said, I'm
oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. My name's
Sound World.
Sound World. Welcome to Sound World. My name's Cole. Your name
is Chris. We are the two parts of a comedy podcast
called
Those Damn Ross Kids.
And I can say safely that we're here to entertain your asses. I made a tasteless joke about that Brazilian nightclub fire earlier.
That's news to me.
Yeah? Well, I don't know. You know, as you know, I don't have television, so all of my news comes from my phone, right?
Sure. And you have, like, certain searches that you want to be notified about.
Exactly. No. Anything involving samurai swords? For the purposes of the show, basically anything that we talk about all the time, it pops up. But no, I have like the CNN app and the New York Times app, and it's always funny to see like when they both coincide. Just say what you're thinking of, so I can come up with my story. Just say what you're thinking.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I just thought one of your custom searches was clubbing Brazilian fire crotches.
Okay.
And that's how you got that story.
Yeah. So anyway, like, you know, I have these dueling news apps on my phone, and I wake up and I check my phone, and it's always funny to see like what one reports and the other doesn't, and like what the offset is. They both reported this one, which is weird. Like apparently like 700 people died because this Brazilian nightclub caught fire.
Has no fire code.
Well, no, it was they were 1,000 people over capacity, so there was a fire code.
Mm.
Yeah, but it was like it was all triangle shirtwaist up in this piece, you know. So you know, all those sexy gyrating bodies just burned to a crisp. Maybe if they hadn't been, you know, soaking in so much gasolina, it wouldn't have been a thing. But you know,
what's gasolina?
I believe it's a beverage. There's also a song, I believe from the late 80s or early 90s, that is from South America. And the chorus goes, Dame más gasolina, which in Spanish means, oh, God, why are there so many people in this club? yet another piece of evidence as to why my strategy of just never going anywhere pays off.
Well,
I would never be in that situation. Like, I would never be in a club that was 1,000
people. You sure wasn't a concert announcement?
What?
Brazilian nightclub fire?
That does sound like a great. I don't know. My usual reference, my go to there is ska band. I don't know if it applies. Brazilian nightclub fire.
Slice the two iron.
What?
that's my ska band.
Oh, is that a play on Five Iron Frenzy, the Christian ska band?
That isn't real.
That is. It's a
that
thing.
Isn't real.
It's a thing.
All right.
So that's real weird that you said that. Yeah,
it's weird that you know that.
I have a strange group of friends. Anyway, apparently, like, there's a lot of kidnapping in Brazil. Like people just like done get took.
Oh, that's like a Friday night kind of thing. You just go kidnap people.
Yeah, no, it's you know, it's good fun. It's kind of like oh gosh, like all those stories like a little bit earlier about how like these Christian groups would like go around and like stage fake kidnappings of their youth group people to like teach them how like Christian missionaries in China and shit feel. You know, mm-hmm. Just like, hey, anytime they can come and get you. And it's their way of it's like and that's why they have lock-ins, too. Right.
Is it?
I think lock-ins. Have you done a lock-in before?
I don't think so.
No? Are you familiar with the concept?
No, that's why I'm clueless.
Yeah.
It's not for your benefit.
No, I've done one or two of them. One of them was at a church, but it was solely a social gathering. I wasn't down with the G's. That was fun. We played Pokemon and watched like Dumb and Dumber and shit. You know, this was like in early high school, I think. Maybe middle school. I'm not sure. I entered a raffle to win a free plane ride, but I didn't like and then I won, but I never got called back for it, which seems very unchristian to promise a kid a plane ride and then not give it to him.
What did you got? You got a plane ride that somebody didn't make good on?
Yeah. I know.
Who did that?
I was really upset. Some dude at this church had his own plane. You know, probably like a single prop. Oh, if I went up in a single prop plane, I probably
more dangerous than a Brazilian nightclub kind of plane.
Man, I really
probably best he didn't call you.
Yeah, I really dodged a bullet. Maybe he died in a crash on the way on the way to the phone.
Oh, I better call Cole. Nah, I'll call him when I land.
Yeah, of course, he had to fly across town. You know,
eggs.
Yeah, the Higgs boson. What?
To get eggs.
Oh, to get eggs. Yes, of course. Oh, man. Yeah, he had to fly across town because Higgs boson.
You want to give me a hand job with thumbtacks in your hand? It's Tuesday. That makes more sense.
The other one that I went to was in middle school. It was actually like a school. It was a school kind of thing. I'm not sure like what the purpose is. Is it just like to make sure, okay, so we want to make sure that everybody in our little community is accounted for so we can tell who is out there fornicating and doing drugs. Because you go to a building and they provide like pizza and, you know, activities, coloring books, color by numbers, a lot of coloring. And they lock you in. So, you know, so sometimes it's a sleepover, but honestly, who can sleep with all those people around? Then in the morning, they open it up and they let you go.
Are you being held there against your will?
No, that's like what's weird, right? So I've always wanted to write a short story that was like a mystery, like a murder mystery set at a lock-in. But I always wanted to. I mean, that's something that I said just now and never intend to do.
I mean, I've already finished it and don't have the courage to let anyone read it.
Oh, God. How can anybody validate me if I am always hiding my light under a bushel? I don't know. It's good coffee. Caribou.
You can't be validated if there's no ink in the stamp pad.
Yeah, I suppose. You have to use the hole punch, though.
Who validates like that?
The people at the mall over there in Kentucky.
I've never been validated.
No, never.
No.
Oh, it's great.
You like Ada Park at the mall.
Yeah. Yeah. The Newport.
Yeah. I've never been there.
Yeah. Yes, you have. We've been there before.
You and I have never been there.
Huh? Weird. It's not very special.
It's a mall. I would imagine. Yeah. Not.
Very weak fire codes. God,
clearly over capacity.
Yeah, a little bit. We have stories on the show. We tell
sometimes,
stories. Sometimes.
Yeah. Did we talk about the guy who died from eating eggs?
No.
The guy who won a bet by eating 28 raw eggs at one setting.
Do you eat raw eggs or do you drink them?
I would assume that you do a little bit of both. I mean, you'd probably eat the first 12 and then the other 16 you don't.
Okay.
But anyway, he had stomach pains and then he died. He's 20 years old. Happened in Tunisia.
Oh, so, okay. Huh.
Why would you die?
Okay, so it's Tunisia. I'm going to make some regionalist and possibly slightly racist comments here. They might not have been pasteurized eggs, and there could have been any number of pathogens in there.
Was that racist against pasteurized or pathogens?
No, it's racist against African chickens. They don't have they don't have the facilities to pasteurize their eggs.
Oh, that's a black cock.
Jesus. You want that to be a title so bad, but it's not. How many times do I have to tell you?
You can't make. I can't make the titles.
Well, no. It's just like, well, if you're gonna do that, yeah.
I can live title.
If
sure
you're gonna
I can.
If you're gonna say those things, I don't know. So is that all that I can think is Cool Hand Luke fan film?
Just like 4 hours of. 4 hours of people forcing Paul Newman today to dig a hole.
Paul Newman is in fact very dead.
Oh yes,
yeah.
He lives on my salad.
Oh man. So here's the infuriating thing about Newman's Own. All right, I love their pasta sauces. I like their coffee, but I can never find it outside of a K-cup.
Okay,
and that bothers me a lot.
Where do you do this K-cup at?
So we have K-cups at work occasionally.
Oh, I didn't know you had those.
Coffee's for closers only. Like, we're not technically supposed to do that. We have the drip pot. And by for closers, I mean clients. No. But also, like, it shows up in the sampler package things. Yeah. That's a good movie, Cool Hand Luke. That is a fantastic movie.
I've only ever seen that part where he digs a hole.
Okay, so hence your reference.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I met him once.
Really?
Yeah, he owns a race car team.
Okay,
so he'd be in town here at the Mid Ohio racetrack.
Huh, that's cool.
Yeah,
seemed like a nice dude. Was he nice when you met him?
He was a little embarrassed
to be in Ohio or what?
I met him at Meijer.
Meijer being a regional supermarket chain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was picking up a bottle of Hidden Valley. Awkward.
Just a little bit. There was also the Something Awful stunt where they got the lead singer of Smash Mouth to attempt to eat 24 eggs that were in fact prepared by Guy Fieri because the Something Awful forums promised to donate, I think, like $20,000 to St. Jude's Children's Hospital for cancer research.
Sure.
But he didn't eat all the eggs. So,
no.
Yeah.
I remember this.
Yes. I've spoken about it before. It's a wonderful thing. But I don't know. So was there another thing about this dude who ate all these eggs?
Was there any more detail?
Yeah.
No, he just died.
He just up and done died.
28 eggs.
Hmm.
That's how that happened.
Wow. Kids are dumb.
That's a mystery. Hmm. Can I give you another mystery?
Yes, you can.
Emergency crews were called to a guy's house. Paramedics, firefighters, rescue crews found a 60-year-old man impaled in the stomach on an ornamental bed headboard.
Jesus.
Took a half an hour to get him off. How'd he get there?
I assume some kind of...
He's all alone.
Some kind of kinky sex?
It's all alone.
Oh, okay, no, I know this one. I know this one. Was there a puddle underneath of him?
A puddle of?
Well, for the joke to hold, I was going to say water, but I think it's more likely that it's either blood or semen or both.
Wasn't a hotel room. We'll put it that way.
Okay, it wasn't a hotel room. No. So it was not a hotel room, so we can't assume that semen is everywhere.
No.
Okay, All right. Okay, so was there a chicken, some corn, and a fox? And was he attempting to use this ornamental headboard as a raft? Okay. So
is this a riddle?
No, I'm just like, you asked me what happened. Okay. So the paramedics rush this guy to the hospital and the doctor says, I can't operate on him because he's my son. Wait, that doesn't work because there's only one. I don't know, Chris. I don't know.
So do you leave the chicken and the wolf together and take the corn?
No, because then the chicken's going to eat the corn.
Make three trips.
Yeah, you make three trips. So you take the chicken and you leave the wolf with the corn. Then you take the corn and you take it over to the chicken, you grab the chicken, you take it back with you, you swap out the wolf and the corn, and then you kill somebody with a headboard. So what's the answer to this mystery?
It was a midget.
What? I don't know if I've been so baffled. So I think there might have been some elements of the setup that I missed.
No.
Can you shed any more light on
it? It is truly a mystery. There are no other details other than what I told you.
The world may never know. It's easy to make mistakes when you're sending out emails, right?
I did it the other day.
Oh, what'd you do?
I called a guy the wrong name.
You know what? I've done that before as well. And I've never been called on it.
Oh, I called him and said, "Hey, you're gonna get an email from me. The contents are for you. Disregard the fact that I called you Randy."
Okay, I see. But anyway, have you ever accidentally sent somebody porn?
No.
to be fair, I shouldn't keep my porn and my work documents in the same folder. Seems unwise to me. So Chicago Public Schools, they were sending out what?
Oh, just thinking of the titles of the videos that you could mistake for work related.
Do you have one?
No.
Oh, okay. That's just the very idea that I could possibly, yeah. So anyway.
E-nailed. Fax that ass.
E-nailed. So it was sent out by the Illinois Board of Education, which, you know, their website, isbe.net. Except instead of that, they typed lsbe.net, which is, in fact, a website that is a private invite-only space for women over 18. Whoops. Hey, kids. Hey, parents. Wanted to remind you, bake sale on the 27th. And also, look at these hot lesbians. They sure do like each other a lot based on the things that they're doing. That's what I...
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, just a website for BBWs called Bake Sale. lots of dough for sale.
I always thought that BBW didn't stand for big beautiful woman. I thought it stood for big black woman.
Right, and I'm confused too. Is MM for MM in the casual encounters? Is that two men for two men?
Yes.
Or is that married man for married man?
I think it could be both. Maybe.
But
there's also the category MW for MM and MW, basically every combination. They have a whole chart. Weird. But
good God.
So the website, go ahead. Like, it's not funny when you just laugh at your own thing without saying it.
But it is. I just like you. How specific are you going to get with it? Black grandpa looking for autistic train hole.
Jesus Christ. So the website told the Chicago Sun-Times that they did see some new signups from the unexpected surge in traffic. So somebody won.
Yeah, but daddy did. Daddy wins.
Daddy always wins.
Daddy wins on that bake sale email. I'd like to get involved. How can I help?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I don't know.
Can I help?
Yes, you can.
Oh, good. Oh, good. There's this guy. His name is Ken. Let's call him Ken. He's 64. He lives in one of those places over there, like the British Isle area. Britain. I think. Anyway, He was found half naked and screaming in agony next to the remains of a 5-foot snowman.
I'm sorry, what?
He was found naked, screaming in agony next to the remains of a 5-foot tall snowman.
It's...
He was taken to the hospital.
Okay.
Frostbite on his dick.
Oh, man.
He was drunk.
You don't say.
Passed out inside a snowman. In that he was fucking a snowman.
Right.
Yeah.
Did they say anything about the apparatus? Like, did he... Was he just going for it?
Yeah.
Wow.
They have pictures of the scene. There's a little snowman that's knocked over. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's 12 beer bottles laying around the snowman.
Oh.
The hospital, a clinic, whatever, they see this man a lot. He's known around town. They say normally it's just bumps and scrapes or someone has given him an ass whooping. Occasionally, he'll get trapped in something or get an object wedged up him. But this is the most bizarre mishap yet.
So up until this point, it's been unexplained wounds. And now it's... this guy is doing it. He's living it. He's going for it. He's got the life. He's figured it all out.
He's an unemployed former postman.
Because
community does not want him there. And this is why the Europeans are so funny, is because in their news articles, they quote people as saying, if that dirty fucker comes back here after what he did, I won't be responsible for the reaction of the community.
How do you explain what happened to your kid?
Well, several people have already vowed to dismember him after what he did to the kid's snowman. Quoted as saying, he left a pile of empty bottles, a wrecked snowman, and a trail of frozen man juice in the middle of the community.
What?
Recreation ground.
Are you sure that this isn't like some like British equivalent of The Onion?
No, this is real. And they say he's worse than someone named Jimmy Savile.
Oh, Jimmy Savile. He was a 70s, like he started in the 70s. He was a TV show host who like fucked a bunch of kids. Like he just tore a swath through like all the kids who were on his show.
through every kid.
Every single kid.
He destroyed the Jackson 7.
That was before they came stateside.
No, not even. Nope, that's why the Jackson 5, he fucked two of them to death.
Yeah, that was the joke. And not much of a joke, it's horrible, but...
Why?
Anyway.
Apparently frostbite's dangerous. It's an infection and can lead to gangrene.
Yeah, it can lead to getting your cock cut off.
I don't think in this idea it's probably a bad idea.
Yeah. Well, that's just preventative maintenance at this point.
OPM.
Eventually, he proved to be you can't be trusted with a penis. You can't be trusted with this. It's for your own good.
Oh, don't trust me with it.
Don't trust me. Yeah. No, I would like to think that this guy was he was trying to reenact a scene from his. Fan sequel to the Michael Keaton movie Jack Frost.
I never saw that.
In it, Michael Keaton plays he's a singer in a rock band that performs solely covers of Christmas songs, apparently all year round. And he misses Christmas, you know, for a gig, and his kid like wishes his dad to be around forever, and he dies in a car crash on the way back. And his spirit inhabits a snowman that his son just built. And so he's a talking snowman, and the kid has to hide the snowman from his mom, and they reconcile that way. And then at the end, he melts.
That's
and his
weird.
Name, and his name is Jack Frost.
So do you think that says more about the bigotry of snowmen, or do you think the bigotry is more addressed in Ghost Dad in that the in the persecution of invisible people?
I don't know. I think that snowmen have more to teach us than invisible people do.
But it's Bill Cosby.
It is, and he is a doctor, so he has that much to teach us. But I think that snowmen are a wonderful contemplation on impermanence. It's like drawing an intricate design in the sand at low tide and watching it get washed away. Except this is, you know, an inevitability as seasons change and things like that. Basically, everything is a cycle, and there's birth and creation, and then there is destruction and sorrow. And you just have to come to accept that. And Michael Keaton, I think that he inhabited that in a way that I that no other actor from that time could. Also, Dream Team was a really good movie.
It was. It was very good.
Yeah, yeah. It was
better than Batman.
I agree. I don't much care for the first Batman. Jack Nicholson is good, but Dream Team had Peter Boyle, and I enjoy his work. God rest his soul.
Peter Conan Boyle.
So does this ever happen to you that like you randomly think of a celebrity or like hear them mentioned and you forget that they're dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paul Newman.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened to me today with Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead as fuck. He had a heart attack and he got into a car crash.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Oh, no. Macho's heart pop.
Snap into a bridge embankment. No. But then I get equally surprised when people are still alive. Like, I'll be very sad when Bob Newhart dies, but he is still very much alive.
He's alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so, I will be torn up.
Yeah. Like, and I get sad thinking, man, I wish Bob Newhart was still around. And then I check his IMDb page and he's still there. As long as there's no number after that dash on Wikipedia, we're good. I
don't know. Bob Newhart never knew when to quit. As evidenced in the show Newhart.
Ah, no, you can't say that the season finale or the series finale for Newhart wasn't inspired.
In that it shouldn't have been made?
No, Newhart was great.
The Bob Newhart show was great.
I like both of them. I think both of them are good. They're different kinds of shows, and once you can accept that, you're fine. No, but the series finale for Newhart was him waking up from a dream, it like going from Newhart to the Bob Newhart show, and it was his wife from the Bob Newhart show, and he says, "I had this crazy dream," and then he was explaining the premise for all of the show, and then she was like, "Oh, that could never happen," and then that's how it ended. So all of Newhart was Bob Newhart's dream in the Bob Newhart show. Crazy.
Weird.
Yeah. So speaking of relics from an earlier era, have you heard the story about Peter Robbins?
No.
You may know.
Did you know Tim Robbins is like 6'8"?
Oh, Tim Robbins is gigantic.
Oh, he's huge.
He's a tall drink of water.
Yep. I'd like to sip on. Mm-hmm. That's a black cock.
Jesus Lord. Yeah, no, he's a tall dude.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. No, Peter Robbins, you may know him as Charlie Brown. You know.
Mm-hmm.
He provided the voice for Charlie Brown and It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, and other specials around that era. You know, he was like 4 years old and they got, you know, real kids to do the voices.
He sounded adorable.
He was great. Except he is charged with threatening his former girlfriend, who is a plastic, sorry. Oh, wait. I need to get this story correct. So he threatened a former girlfriend, and then he also threatened the plastic surgeon who did breast augmentation on the girlfriend. He was angry that the surgery didn't turn out well, and he demanded his money back. So his life kind of went off the rails. He was also in F Troop, Get Smart, and Rawhide. I always empathized with Charlie Brown.
He's that old?
He's 56. He was like a kid in those.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. No. Like now he's a real estate manager, and you know he's been like a.
now he's an inmate. Actually,
yeah. But he is a talk show host, and he appeared at the Comic-Con convention in San Diego this year. Because why not?
What else is he doing?
Yeah.
Just getting in trouble. You got to keep these child actors in sports. Yes. Otherwise, they're out getting in trouble.
you've got to lock them into a church.
Hey, teach a child actor basketball. It'll save his life.
Oh, man.
I assume you want me to tell you something that you don't know.
Say it ain't so, Charlie Brown. You're kind of a bad man, Charlie Brown.
Come on, Chuck. You're better than
that. maybe he should have taken Lucy up on those 5-cent psychiatry lessons. I assume that's what she was doing, was teaching other kids psychiatry.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Doing lines of bath salts. Skeet shooting peppermint patties.
Yeah, tell me something I don't know. Tell me something I don't
know. This comes from Wisconsin. Economically devastated. Police were called to a strip club to break up a fight. Hair pulling. Punching. Fight? Two of the dancers. They're fighting over a tip. The tip was $1. And one of the dancers was pregnant.
You have to fight and scrape for every inch you got. All right.
You have to fight for your right to pole dance. I thought you said it wasn't about the money, Tina. I thought it was for the love of the pole. Which is an awesome movie, by the way.
For the love of the pole.
For the love of the pole.
Christ.
What?
No, it's funny. That's a funny thing.
It was about the shadow government under Nazi Poland.
Oh, yeah. No, after the Warsaw Pact, everything went to hell.
I'm sure, right?
Was the Warsaw Pact at the beginning or the end?
Sounds dangerous.
Like, did she lose the baby? Like, why does my mind go there? Is the baby safe?
Because most of my stories don't end with the baby being safe, but in this case, I think it's okay.
Okay, good. That's something.
Yeah, I mean, in most of my stories, the baby goes with the bathwater.
Just right down the drain.
Not in this one, though.
That's funny.
Sorry.
No, I can't say I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry, Cole. The baby lives.
I know how much you wanted it to not
I know
be
how
okay.
much you wanted that baby to not live.
But you can't always get what you want, right?
Can't always get.
Yep, didn't need that, but okay. I'm going to take us over across the pond again. So we've had a story about violated snowmen. Yeah, snowmen. But in this,
it's just covered in snowmen.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there are consequences for drinking, is what we are saying.
That's what you're implying.
Yeah, yeah. But there is a city council that attempted to pass. A law that would enact a permit system to allow isolated rural people to drink and drive over the legal limit.
Well, if there is no speed limit in remote Montana on the roads, why couldn't you just drive drunk?
I think one directly contributes to the other. If you have no speed limit and no alcohol limit, like that just sounds like population control to me.
Population control.
Yeah. But their reasoning is these people who live in rural areas they're so isolated, and they suicide among these people is really, really high. Like depression, a lot of mental issues because they don't like get around other people. And this guy says, well, maybe if they could go to the bar and get drunk in a social setting without worrying about driving home, then they would be happier. Because, you know, because they're in a rural area, you know, if you live in a city, you just take the bus home or the tube
or a cab.
Yeah. You know, just like one of those things. But if you're out there in the middle of the Shire, you can't it just doesn't happen for you.
What is the Shire again?
The Shire is where the hobbits live. Yeah.
Weird.
Huh. But this was struck down because it is a terrible idea. Or maybe not, I don't know.
Like my good buddy John Cryer. We call him the Cryer.
Who's he?
John Cryer?
Who,
from the hit comedy 2.5 Men.
He's Felix, right?
No, the lovable curmudgeon.
I don't understand.
He played the God. What was it? He played that assault van in Stripes.
I don't understand. You're not saying words. Like they're not real things that you're saying.
He was the voice of Kit's brother.
the evil car?
The evil Trans Am.
Okay. Huh. I don't know. Wouldn't be safe to drive the Knight Rider drunk, although would he be able to compensate? Kit, I mean.
Well, if you drive a Knight Rider, you can definitely copulate.
I don't know.
9 American Idol contestants who did not become the next American Idol. Okay. Have asked the federal government to investigate the show, calling it racist. That's
okay.
Racist.
Continue.
That's all. Why is everything racist when you don't get picked?
I know, right?
Oh, they hired a black woman.
But let's pump the brakes on that one.
Why not?
So are these primarily people of color, non-white people, who are saying that only white people thrive in this
they're
establishment?
Saying, yeah, basically, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. When they picked what's his name? That I'm a country singer. I talk to white Americans. That guy,
Scotty McCreadie.
Yes, when they picked that guy, I could understand people being upset. But I remember there being a lot of hubbub among white people when what's his name? Ruben Studdard won over. I don't even know his name. The gay dude. Clay Aiken. Yes.
I'm sure he appreciates that, the gay dude.
What? He's gay.
Well, I mean, sure he is. As the day is long.
It's gay as the day is long. If he was invisible, Chris, he'd be looking at dudes.
Dude, he is gay as currency that doesn't exist.
Oh man. And the Fed, Bitcoin's forever. But no, I remember people be like calling for the end of the world because like, oh, they're going to pick the black guy over our incredibly pale, slightly effeminate hero. You know, didn't Fantasia win too? She's a, that's a black lady.
Toast man.
Are you calling Clay Aiken powdered toast man?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you think he's a little powdered toast? I do.
Just a little bit.
Huh. He's lighting the breakfast.
Oh, I'd frost his flakes.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Chris, did you know that there are things that people can do when they listen to this?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. They can go to iTunes and leave us a rating or review. We've had a couple of ratings and reviews lately. Thank you so much if you've gone there and done that. We really appreciate it. You can also check us out on Facebook. That's facebook.com, where you can suggest stories and things like that. The story about Charlie Brown, the voice of Charlie Brown, that was actually suggested to me by a listener named Jeffrey Lawton. I'm having trouble talking. I'm not even drinking right now. What the fuck? So...
that explains it.
Yeah, a little bit. My equilibrium is off. So Facebook, all that kind of stuff. You can check out the other shows on the Duck Feed Network. If you're a fan of the game Dark Souls, we've got that Bonfireside Chat happening now. Just this past Sunday here, we released an episode featuring Zach Johnson from the Video Games Hot Dog and Advice Hot Dog podcast. There are going to be more, other people coming on those here down the way. So it's real exciting stuff. And in general, just keep on listening. Go back, check out the back episodes. It's all there on duckfeed.tv. Chris, did I miss anything?
You got every one of them.
Oh, Amazon. Go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar, where you can buy stuff off of Amazon and we get a little cut.
Now you got all of them.
Okay, cool. Good night.
Good night.